It is not clear whether the deadly 4th of July holiday shooting at Los Angeles International Airport can be called a random act of violence or of terrorism, but the FBI believes that Hesham Mohammed Hadayet did go to the airport on Thursday intending to kill people. Mr. Hadayet killed two people at the El Al airline ticket counter before he was himself shot dead by a security guard. An investigation is going on that reaches from the sprawl of Los Angeles to the Middle East. In Cairo, Egyptian authorities are questioning Mr. Hadayet's family, and Israeli officials are saying that, for now, they will assume the incident was an act of terrorism. Jill Leovi is one of the reporters covering that story for the Los Angeles Times, and we asked her who Mr. Hadayet was.
The pieces are coming together very slowly. He lived in an apartment in Orange County. He was described by many of his neighbors as very frosty, a rather unfriendly man. Mm-hmm. His wife was friendlier with people, and they knew her well. They had two sons. He's described as extremely religious, a chain smoker, and a family man. His family members in Egypt said he was not a member of any group. He was a very ordinary but observant Muslim. In terms of what brought him to the airport in the morning, the police are still trying to figure that out.
He was a limo driver, right? So
he was a limo driver. The car that he brought to the airport was a Mercedes registered to him. It's thought that he may have had his own limousine company.
Mr. Hadayet lived in Irvine, California. Investigators there have gone to that apartment complex. Have they uncovered anything physical that you know about?
They have confiscated, among other things, a computer, and they're going to examine the contents of that computer. They didn't have anything to say about it, however, so we're still waiting for that. One thing they did say is that, so far anyway, they haven't found anything to connect the suspect to any organized terrorist group.
Is there anything they can infer from any preparations that he might have made leading up to the crime on Thursday or anything resembling a motive?
You know, FBI officials gave the impression of casting around a little bit. They seemed to not have a lot of leads to go on. In fact, they appealed to the public for help.
He sent his wife and two youngsters out of the country how long before this incident on Thursday?
That is not quite known, and that question was asked, and police said that they were trying to figure that out.
Which, of course, would, to say the least, elicit some suggestion in some minds that that he was preparing something, planning something when he sent them out of the country.
Yes, and he arrived at the airport. He had no ticket. He had no luggage. Police, once they located the car in the garage, did find his identification in the car. But other than that, he walked in only with a knife and a scabbard, two guns on his person, loaded magazines in each pocket. Mm-hmm. FBI officials commented that he had it just right. He had the magazines arranged in such a way that he could get to them easily. They remarked that it showed some expertise.
Was the gun legal?
The guns were both legally registered to him, yes.
I mean, it's. I'm afraid in this country it's not unusual for people in the transportation industry, limo drivers who work late at night, to have some kind of firearm because they feel very vulnerable. But we're talking.
Yes.
We're talking.
Not a casually concealed weapon. This guy seemed to have prepared to do the kind of crime that he actually committed.
Ms. Leovi, thanks very much.
Okay.
Jill Leovi, who's a reporter at the Los Angeles Times.